News Radio 920, KARN Little Rock, the news authority.
It's clear, 37 at 7 o'clock.
A runaway victory for President-elect Clinton.
The American people have voted to make a new beginning.
Clinton coattails help women and minority candidates. Term limits approved in 14 states. Good morning for Bill Lynch. I'm Ed Crane with the CBS World News Roundup. American voters scratched a 12-year itch yesterday, voting in record numbers to send President Bush into retirement and baby boomer Bill Clinton to the White House. Clinton and company won't stop thinking about tomorrow with just 11 weeks to put a new administration in place. But the popular vote was 43% for Mr. Clinton to 38% for President Bush and 19% for Ross Perot. Bill Clinton won a smashing electoral victory, capturing 31 states and the District of Columbia and 357 electoral votes. Correspondent Bill Lynch has more on the Clinton cavalcade of states.
Though it became clear early in the evening that the pollsters and pundits were not so nutty after all in forecasting a Clinton win, it was not until Ohio fell into his column at 10:48 Eastern Time that the last dog died, in his phrase, and the comeback kid became president-elect. He's the first Democrat ever elected without winning Texas. And in the end, he did not need the big states of Florida and North Carolina. His Little Rock victory party was massive, and Mr. Clinton's message was one of unity and hope.
You can trust us to wake up every day remembering the people we saw in the bus trips, the people we saw in the town meetings, the people we touched at the rallies, the people who had never voted before, the people who hadn't voted in 20 years, the people who never voted for a Democrat, the people who had given up hope. All of them together are saying, we want our future back, and I intend to help give it to you.
As Barry Bagnato reports, the grueling work of getting elected is quickly followed by the need to organize a government to take over in 77 days.
The president-elect promises a diverse administration in keeping with his theme of a new partnership.
We will seek the best and most able and most committed people throughout this country to be a part of our team. We will ask the Democrats who believe in our cause to come forward, but we will look to among the ranks of independents and Republicans who are willing to roll up their sleeves, be a part of a new partnership, and get on with the business of dealing with this nation's problems.
Thousands of applications already have been received. To help screen them, one person has been added to the three-member team which helped Mr. Clinton choose his running mate. Strategic consultant Paul Bogala says the Al Gore decision serves as a model for the choices ahead.
He took advice from a huge array of people, but he kept his own counsel, and in the end, he surprised everyone, picked someone that was contrary to conventional wisdom.
Mr. Clinton has promised to propose a jobs program his first day in office. Other top priorities include a health care reform package and implementing his college loan proposal, which allows repayment with community service. President Bush has offered his assistance in the changeover to a government controlled by Democrats on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. Correspondent Rob Armstrong is with the president in Houston.
The president's defeat will be recorded by historians as the end of the Reagan-Bush era. For George Bush, it is a bitter defeat after a grueling campaign. He told his crestfallen supporters that he will do all he can to assure the orderly transfer of power.
Thank you for your support, and we have fought the good fight, and we've kept the faith, and I believe I have upheld the honor of the presidency of the United States.
The president heads back to Washington this morning. He's expected to take a vacation within the next few days before he returns to the Oval Office to wrap up the business of the Bush administration and prepare for the inauguration of Bill Clinton. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Houston.
By contrast to the president, Ross Perot beamed and danced in Dallas as he congratulated the president-elect he had just spent millions to bash in prime time.
The American people have spoken. They have chosen Governor Clinton. Congratulations. Wait a minute. Oh, no. Whoop. Wait a minute. The only way we're going to make it work is if all team up together. So let's give Governor Clinton a big round of applause. He's won.
I'm Bill Lynch at the CBS News election headquarters in New York. The World News Roundup continues now with Ed Crane.
CBS News estimates that Ross Perot's support was evenly culled from both Mr. Clinton and President Bush, and while voters made it clear they wanted a change at the top, they were less inclined to send their congressional representatives packing. Some 93% of incumbents were reelected in the House and Senate. It's 4 past the hour.
Here's a real no-brainer. To improve your bottom line, stop spending so much right off the top. Come to Office Max, the office product superstore. Hi, I'm Max. We stock thousands of brand-name items drastically discounted every day, averaging 30 to 70% off manufacturers' list prices. And you'll have the Office Max low price guarantee. See store for details. Save on everything from fax machines to rubber bands and on items like these.
Save on the Identity 2400 baud modem with free Prodigy. Use it with computer teleservices or send and receive data in seconds. Get it for $49.99. Plus, save on the Curtis Keyboard Space Saver. It features a compact, space-saving desktop design, and it's priced at just $29.92 at Office Max.
Save more, spend less. Another business tip from Office Max, where savings is the bottom line.
Visit the Little Rock Office Max in the University Plaza Shopping Center at the corner of Asher and University.
America elected women and minorities to Congress in record numbers last night, among them Carol Moseley Braun of Illinois. She'll become the nation's first black woman in the Senate.
You have made history. And as much to the point of the history making, you are showing the way for our entire country to the future.
California elected not one but two Democratic women to the Senate, former San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein.
Washington, ready or not, here we come.
And Congresswoman Barbara Boxer.
I am here to tell you that the American people have taken back their country.
In Colorado, three-term Congressman Ben Nighthorse Campbell's become the first Native American elected to the Senate. New York's Nydia Velasquez has become the first Puerto Rican-born woman elected to the House. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter survived the backlash of the Anita Hill hearings to win a third term. And in two poll-defying performances, Ohio Democrat John Glenn and New York Republican Alphonse Donato were narrowly returned to the Senate. When Bill Clinton assumes the presidency, he'll have to enjoy a Democratic majority in both the House and Senate. But as correspondent Bob Schieffer tells us, the legislators won't be rubber stamping everything that comes their way.
This is not like the old days when Sam Rayburn rode herd on the Democrats and they did exactly what he told them in the House or in the Senate when Lyndon Johnson used to line up those senators. This is a different world. So Bill Clinton will have to work the Hill. He'll have to talk to people. He'll have to lobby people. But it's going to be much different than it was. Some things will get done and will get done faster than in the past.
An ironic twist for Florida's Alcee Hastings, the former federal judge, has been elected to the House, the same institution that once voted for his impeachment. It's 7 past the hour.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Dick Layton Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a GMC truck?
I'm Dick Layton. You don't want to ask me where to buy a new car or a new truck. I'd tell you Dick Layton Buick GMC. But don't take my word. Listen to our customers.
I've been to a lot of dealerships here in this county. I've lived here all my life, and as far as service goes, Dick Layton's by far the best. Well, I had just bought a new Cadillac, Sedan DeVille. I tried the Roadmaster, and I gave the Cadillac to my wife. Well, Roadmaster's got a lot better ride to it, and I think for the money, it's a better deal. You ought to buy your car from Dick Layton because the service is much better.
I had no intention of buying a car that day, but the salesman was very nice. I bought the car in less than an hour, and I was on my way home.
For service and selection, you need to be at Dick Layton Buick GMC. Dick Layton Buick GMC.
Term limitation initiatives were passed by voters in the 14 states that put them on the ballot. In Colorado, voters said yes to a measure restricting explicit civil rights for gay men and women. And that prompted this angry demonstration by scores of gay activists and a Democratic victory party in Denver. In Oregon, voters have rejected an anti-gay rights measure that would have amended the state constitution to label homosexuality and other sexual lifestyles abnormal, unnatural, and perverse. Ellen Lowe led the fight to defeat ballot initiative number 9.
What I hope it does is continue to give them the courage to keep the door open, to not retreat back into that closet.
Exit polls show the economy was clearly President Bush's undoing, but as CBS News reporter John Stair explains, Bill Clinton's mandate to turn it around may be a daunting challenge.
The Clinton administration will face huge economic problems, and Conference Board economist DeLaw Smith says don't expect quick solutions.
Politically, there's just so much that you can do. There are external forces that are just simply not in their power to change.
Those forces include things like high consumer debt, troubled banks, and painful corporate restructuring. So as the Clinton team tries to stimulate the economy, the first thing we can expect is higher interest rates, lower bond prices, maybe even a negative reaction in the stock market. Analysts say it will take a year, until early 1994, before we know if the Clinton economic plan is as big a winner as its architect. John Stair, CBS News, New York.
The dollar closed lower in Tokyo. It's trading higher in Europe. London gold opened down nearly $2. It's 10 past the hour.
We give you news 24 hours a day because that's when it happens. The news watch is always on here at News Radio 920, KARN.
You know, there were a few people calling the Hogs last night.
I bet there were. Soak in.
Good morning. KARN News Time is 7:11. This is Bob Harrison along with Ron Breeding for The Day After. It's Wednesday morning, November 4th, 1992. Remember when Ross Perot was talking about Arkansas's Chickenomics? Mm-hmm. Remember that? I have this feeling that now there's going to be a sign in the Oval Office on the desk there, Bill Clinton, that says the puck, puck, puck stops here. Deputy Don Cozzi is moving out to cover traffic. We'll have that report coming up. Here's Joe Sobel's AccuWeather forecast.
It will be brisk and chilly today. There will be sunshine much of the time, but the high temperature only around 50. And partly cloudy tonight with temperatures dropping on down toward the freezing mark. We're looking for an overnight low near 32. Tomorrow and for Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and cold. Highs tomorrow and Friday, 46 to 50. This is meteorologist Joe Sobel with KARN's exclusive AccuWeather radar forecast.
We have clear skies and it's mostly cloudy and 37 right now at KARN. And at 7:12, Ron Breeding has the latest.
As everyone no doubt knows by this point, Bill Clinton and about 40,000 of his closest personal friends gathered in downtown Little Rock last night for the big party. And we'll have more coverage on that for you last night. Suffice it to say, Little Rock police say there were few incidents, just a couple of minor scuffles between Republicans and Democrats, nothing serious. And all in all, it came off without a hitch. Let's check the congressional races now. In the District 2 congressional race, incumbent Ray Thornton here of Central Arkansas got 73% of the vote. And Dennis Scott, 27%. The Associated Press has declared Thornton the winner in that race. Thornton says his Marshall Plan for America was one thing that helped insulate him against the anti-incumbent backlash this year.
I ran on the basis of needing a Marshall Plan for America. And so I went to Washington 2 years ago as an agent of change. And what is happening is that the people of this whole United States are now picking that up and saying, yes, that's the direction we need to go.
Thornton says he had to wait in line at his polling place about 2.5 hours yesterday and was moved by the large turnout.
The people of this country are taking the country back. They want vision and leadership. It's exciting to see people really decide that they want to control the direction that our country's taking. And I think my campaign of providing jobs, rebuilding America, making sure that we educate and train our young people, address the issues of health care, struck a responsive chord. A candidate doesn't win. The people decide who they would like to have support them, and I'm very grateful.
Meanwhile, up in northwest Arkansas, Republican Tim Hutchinson was the third district winner, defeating Democratic rival there, John Van Winkle. He says he'll try to continue the Republican legacy of 13-term Republican Congressman John Paul Hammerschmidt. But Hutchinson says reforming Congress will be his top legislative priority.
I think that the American people are tired of the gridlock, the extreme partisanship in which people vote for their party above even what may be good for their district or their country, the removal of congressional perks, term limitations. All of these reforms, I think, will once again restore the the faith and confidence of the American people in their Congress.
32-year-old former congressional aide Blanche Lambert is going back to Washington as the first district congressman from East Arkansas. Lambert easily defeated Republican Terry Hayes of Heber Springs, now a two-time loser for that seat. Lambert had a simple message for her supporters last night in Helena.
Thank you. A big thank you about, you know, what a tremendous job they've done. I never got into this with the idea that I wanted to do it alone. I think it's important to know that you've got good support and you've got good folks working with you.
And in the 4th District Congressional race in South Arkansas, it was a close one, but Jay Dickey, the Republican, the unofficial winner there, 53% of the vote to Democrat Bill McEwen's 47% of the vote. And so, Dickey and Hutchinson, two Republicans in Congress from Arkansas for the first time.
From the Old State House, October 3rd, 1991.
Today, I proudly announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
To the Old State House, November 3rd, 1992.
I want to thank the people of this wonderful small state.
KARN has covered candidate Bill Clinton from coast to coast. The snows of New Hampshire, Super Tuesday, the California primary, the convention in New York City, the brutal campaign trail to the fairy tale finale.
I still believe in a place called home.
And nobody will cover the Clinton presidency better than us.
God bless America. Thank you all.
KARN, News Radio 920.
Mostly Clinton, 37 degrees, KARN News Time, 7:16.
Little Rock, tens of thousands were on hand last night for Bill Clinton's big presidential victory celebration downtown.
Houston, President Bush says the people have spoken and it's time to work towards a smooth transition of power.
Washington, while most Arkansas politicos were involved in the election yesterday, the state's attorney general was in the Capitol arguing a case before the Supreme Court.
This is Bob Harrison along with Ron Breeding. Joe Sobel's got a chilly forecast for us. We could have some scattered frost down to 32 tonight. Deputy Don Causey joins us right now. On the traffic beat, this is a service of Webco Construction Materials. Concrete solutions for all your concrete material needs. Don?
Good morning, Bob. Got two accidents reported by Little Rock Police Department in Mississippi and Ohio and Chico and Hillsboro. No injuries involved in these accidents. Interstate system looks good. The volume's low. Drivers, let's buckle up and go to work.
Regardless of your trade or the size of your business, Trademarks can fit the bill for all of your business gift giving. Every employee and each valued client can be thanked with individualized gifts chosen by you and Beth Cook at Trademarks. She makes business gift giving effortless. Just give her a list and a word or two about the people on it, and she'll do your shopping for you. Just in time for you to play Santa Claus, she'll wrap and have it delivered, and it'll all be within your budget. Now, if you're wanting to put a special trademark of caring and thoughtfulness on employee and business gifts, then make it from you and Trademarks in the Village in Pleasant Valley.
Are you tired of shuffling through page after page of the newspaper just to find a couple of listings that might come close to the home you're looking for? Well, toss those papers aside and call the Prudential McKay Properties today. Let them introduce you to the newest and quickest way to find the house that meets your criteria. Pass along your house wish list and all the details that you're hoping for, and the Prudential McKay Properties office will fax you listings that fit your location, price range, and other needs. This innovative home shopping idea is available now by calling 221-0001 in Little Rock and Maumelle and 758-0001 in North Little Rock.
KARN Sports Time, 7:17. Jim, brought to us by Allergy Free.
Well, 14 more Major League players filed for free agency yesterday. That raises the number to 129. That's a record, and there's still about 33 more who are eligible to file. Eric Davis, the Dodgers, filed. So did Frank Tanana, the Tigers. Minnesota twin outfielder Chili Davis. Davis, half of the NU face. Strawberry Davis combination. Boy, didn't they help out the Dodgers a lot for their almost $8 million combined salary. Strawberry played in 43 games, Davis in 76. Between them, they hit 10 homers and drove in 57 runs. So, you know, I've never understood how Strawberry and Davis, three, maybe 4 years ago, when Strawberry was playing for the Mets and Davis was playing for the Reds, would get on television talk about how they were going to end up playing for the Dodgers, and they were going to work it out so they could do that. And that's not collusion, but if a ball club even thinks about something like that, two clubs get together, it is. Never have understood that. But then what do I know? Incidentally, if you enjoy looking at what all major league players are making in today's USA Today on one page, 14C. It has the salaries of every major league player this past year, plus incentive bonuses and all that. And again, it's interesting to look at the Cardinals and see that Pedro Guerrero, Jose Oquendo, Andres Galarraga, Lee Smith, Bryn Smith, all made more than Ozzie Smith.
And it's safe to say that everybody on that list is going to get a little note from Uncle Sam, courtesy of Bill Clinton, right?
Yeah, I guess that's right. In fact, there's nobody on this list
that's making under $200,000.
Yeah, that's right. I was just thinking, well, we had Eric Karros, who won the Rookie of the Year in the National League. He made $124,000 last year. The kid with Gary Sheffield was San Diego that, you know, had a shot at the Triple Crown until the final weeks of the season. You know what his salary was this past year? $450,000. And you start looking around at some of the other ones, and you wonder how it all works and how fair it is. Cincinnati Reds, Yankees made a deal yesterday. The key players, Roberto Kelly, goes to Cincinnati in exchange for Paul O'Neill. They're both making over $2 million a year. If you're one of the 35 million Americans not making $2 million a year, allergic to pollen and mold spores and household dust and lint and bacteria and even animal dander, all those things that float through the air, because they can ruin a nice summertime or fall day or whatever it is. Well, that's sneezing, sniffling, watery eyes. If that's become a way of life, if bathroom cabinets full of allergy medications don't seem to do much good, well, don't despair. Help is, it's already here, in fact. The allergy-free electrostatic air filter, which has made those inefficient, disposable fiberglass filters obsolete, a lot of people are switching to them. They found they're more effective, 90% more effective than the fiberglass filters that we all grew up with. Air passes through a self-charging layer of polypropylene, and that static charge sets up an attraction for all those invisible particles of junk that are floating through the air. Normally costs $79.95. You call the 800 number and mention KARN. It's $59.95. And here's the best part. You don't like it. You try it for a month. You don't like it. You say, well, I don't think it's really doing any good. Get your money back. Guaranteed money back. So call 1-800-324-4247. Again, the 800 number, and then 324-4247. Be sure to mention KARN and get the $20 discount.
KARN Business News Time is 722. Keith Weinstein from Merrill Lynch with us this morning. Brought to us by Riverside Motors, Central Arkansas's only authorized Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, and Range Rover dealer. Keith?
Good morning, Bobby. Prices of U.S. stocks traded in Europe were mixed in cautious dealings around midday, and with few investors willing to take big positions in either direction. Although a rise in the Japanese market overnight, Japanese issues in Europe were flat and stagnant in different trading. Market watchers said the reaction to President Bill Clinton's victory has largely been priced into the market, and they say investors are waiting to get a better sense of what the new administration policies will be in practical terms before taking fresh positions. One dealer says, we're holding our fire. Maybe Wall Street will be able to figure out which way to go, but Europeans are confused. Most market watchers say Wall Street will likely open mixed, with the possibility of the Dow Jones Industrial Average dipping slightly amid a lack of participation and depth to the market. Yesterday's Dow was down 9.73 points on 208 million shares. S&P 500 off 2.83 points. So we'll have to see what happens here in about an hour, Bobby.
I understand the Bush administration plans to submit a baseline budget to Congress to close out the year, and they're working with Clinton and the transition team on that. That's what they plan to do anyway.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure they will make it a very orderly transition. You saw Bush last night in a very gracious speech offering and extending a very open hand to Bill Clinton and his administration on a transition basis to get this, keep the power centered in the White House and move on from there.
Reminding everyone that the business of America is business, right?
Yes, sir.
Keith Weinstein from Merrill Lynch.
Some years ago, a British test driver strapped on his helmet, buckled his seat harness, and drove a jet-powered car to a new land speed record of 633 miles an hour. A perfect example of performance achieved at the expense of comfort and safety. Mercedes-Benz has quite another idea. It's called the 400e Sedan. Along with a 275-horsepower engine, The 1993 400E gives you all the creature comforts and safety features synonymous with the name Mercedes. And now, for a limited time, the 400E comes with attractive financing rates provided by Mercedes-Benz Credit Corporation through your authorized dealer. This special offer is brought to you for one very good reason. Mercedes-Benz doesn't make performance cars merely for the record books. They make them for people.
For a limited time at Riverside Motors, 2% financing up to 36 months and 4.5% financing up to 60 months. Riverside Motors, 1403 Rebsamen Park Road.
KARN traffic time, 724.
Bob, running pretty smooth on the interstate system. Still have Little Rock police officers out at Mississippi and Ohio Street. An accident there, no injuries. Also out on the southwest part of town in Chico and Hillsboro. Also no injuries, and they should have those cleared up just shortly. Traffic's moving well.
Coming up, Charlie Osgood tells us to hang on to our wallets. Dr. Joe Sobel says that may be partly cloudy today with a high of about 50. Cold tonight, scattered frost down to 32 for tomorrow, Friday, basically Saturday and Sunday. Cold with highs around 50, maybe 58 by the time the weekend's over with. Mostly cloudy, 37 at KARN.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Pontiac and your local Pontiac dealer. I'm Charles Osgood. Say, buddy, can you spare $37 billion? That's how much money the U.S. government needs to borrow, and it needs the money by next week. Stand by.
And I looked at the BMW and the Lexus, but then I thought, what do I really want?
So, which one?
Neither. I got this.
Really? A Bonneville?
Yeah, it's a new Pontiac. Standard anti-lock brakes, airbag, everything I wanted. And it was a lot less than the BMW or the Lexus.
Bonneville. I'd say you did pretty good.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
So do I.
We are driving.
Now at Value Right, our seasonal savings sale means great buys store-wide. Save on the LifeScan OneTouch 2 blood glucose monitoring kit. It's easy to use. And now, easy on your budget at all participating pharmacies. Just $69.99 after the LifeScan OneTouch 2 mail-in rebate. Use only as directed. Just one more reason you can't go wrong at Value Right. You'll find us in the Yellow Pages.
The U.S. government has a little cash flow problem, to say the least. Right now, it has $58.8 billion cash on hand. But that's because in the quarter that ended the end of September, the federal government borrowed $72.4 billion. In other words, to keep itself afloat, the government has to keep borrowing more and more money, which is why the national debt is now $4 trillion, give or take a billion or so. One reason the government needs to keep borrowing like that is that notes keep coming due all the time. On November the 15th, for example, which is only 11 days from now, $23.1 billion in privately held government obligations become due, and Uncle Sam has to come up with the money some way. So next week, the Treasury Department is going to the well to borrow $37 billion from Peter so that it can pay the $23.1 billion to Paul and have $13.9 billion left over to run the country with. But that's not going to be enough. So the government will be borrowing another $50 billion this quarter for a total of $87 billion, and another $65 to $70 billion next quarter, according to the Treasury Department. But you can be sure of one thing. By golly, the Congress is going to do something about this national debt. It's going to raise the ceiling. Right now, the legal limit to the debt is $4.145 trillion, and we are so close to that now that by sometime in March, no later than that, the debt limit will have to be raised. This limit, you must understand, is highly adjustable. And Congress has to keep raising it to keep the government from bumping its head. It is not clear to me why they bother to have a limit at all if they're going to keep raising it the way they do. All of this does have an Alice in Wonderland quality about it, but that never seemed to bother the folks in Washington, D.C. very much. There's an absolute limit, and you may not go above that limit, but if it looks like you're going to, we'll raise the roof. And if that doesn't work, we'll raise the ceiling. The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
For transcripts of today's Osgood File, send $3 to the Osgood File, Station B, Post Office Box 2754, San Francisco, California, 94126.
What happens when people get a taste of Healthy Choice Soup? They keep coming back for more.
More savory goodness from our special seasonings, lean meats, and crisp vegetables. After all, since we add less salt and fat, there's more room for flavor. And now Healthy Choice gives you more variety, too, with 7 new soups, all brimming with rich, home-simmered taste. More variety, more flavor, more of what you love in a soup. Healthy Choice. Never settle for less.
The Osgood File, November 4th, 1992.
All women are at risk for breast cancer. In fact, 1 in 9 women will undergo breast surgery. If you or someone you know has had breast surgery, you may have questions. Not medical questions, your doctor can answer those, but questions you wish you could ask. Questions about looks. What's a breast form? There's a place to go for those answers. Margie's Restore, 11015 Arcade Drive. Margie's Restore is the only mastectomy boutique in Arkansas. Margie's Restore is a shop dedicated to helping women after breast surgery. Margie McGrail's been in business for 14 years. She knows how to fit. She has the latest in breast forms to fit any need. Breast forms that attach to the chest wall. Forms that fit snugly, hugging the body, that don't require a bra to stay in place. Margie can also help with the insurance claim forms. Margie's Restore, 11015 Arcade Drive, 224-4451. Margie's Restore. After breast surgery, we can help.
Everybody knows you can save money on cars in the fall, and you save extra at Lindell Trimble, because at Lindell Trimble Motors in Hot Springs, they mark them up just a little bit. Listen to the prices on this special shipment of 92 program cars at Lindell Trimble. Loaded Sunbird starting at only $79.95. Loaded up Grand Am starting at only $99.95. Call 1-800-632-4827. It's worth the drive to Hot Springs. You save big at Lindell Trimble, Arkansas's program car headquarters.
When you want to know, first, tune to us. News Radio 920, KARN.
Mostly cloudy, 37, KARN News Time is 7:31.
Little Rock, President-elect Bill Clinton's resting up after the most hectic 48 hours of his life.
Little Rock campaign staffers say Clinton may not hold an expected news conference until tomorrow because he's so tired.
Springdale, Northwest, and South Arkansas voters elect Republicans to Congress.
From Frisco, one of the strangest polling places in the country yesterday was an old mausoleum out west. We'll get more on the election now from CBS.
Election 92, I'm Randy Riddle. The Bush Quail defeat, Dan Quayle saw it coming.
This update sponsored by the Sheraton Grand, the hotel designed for the business traveler.
Vice President Quayle went on ABC's Good Morning America today and said yesterday's vote came as no great shock.
You could feel this thing slipping away in the last days of the campaign.
With 99% of all ballots counted in the presidential race, it's Bill Clinton, the winner, with 43%, George Bush with 38, and Ross Perot with 19. Mr. Clinton will be the nation's 42nd president.
We're going to do our best to give you a new partnership for a new America.
A sweeping anti-gay measure was defeated in Oregon. A similar measure was approved in Colorado, but Governor Romer lost no time in telling gay rights demonstrators that, as far as he's concerned, anti-gay discrimination is still unacceptable.
If I find any person who is discriminated by virtue of sexual preference in that 50,000 state employment, I will fire their supervisor and file charges.
Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski easily won re-election to the U.S. Senate. She'll have company. 4 other women Democrats also won Senate seats. But in Pennsylvania, well-financed Senate Republican Arlen Specter beat back a challenge from Lynn Yackel. As for the Clarence Thomas hearings that had put Specter in jeopardy,
the hearings were very important for America. Certainly they were a learning experience for me and perhaps for the country as well. And I believe that the presence of the women will be good for America.
3 incumbent U.S. senators were defeated yesterday. Sanford of North Carolina, Kasten of Wisconsin, and Seymour of California. Election 92, I'm Randy Riddle, CBS News.
KARN traffic time is 7:33.
Well, Bob's still in pretty good shape in Mississippi and Ohio. Little Rock police officers wrapping up an accident there. No injuries in Bob. Interstate system, volume starting to build southbound, 67-167, but running smooth.
All righty. Bulge Mazda, doing business down to 1000 La Harpe, right there at La Harpe in Chester. They've got the greatest selection of Mazdas in the state. And, you know, Bill Clinton carried Michigan. I can put a little politics into this, and Mazdas are made right there in Flat Rock, Michigan by UAW workers, the Mazda 626 and the MX-6. Balzer's got a great attitude about selling cars and trucks, not to mention customer satisfaction service that is just as dependable as every Mazda on the lot. And you will not believe the Mazda warranties, most comprehensive warranties you're going to find. Nobody beats Balzer on a deal. They're always dealing downtown at 1000 La Harpe. I've test driven the 929, the 626, the Protege, the Miata, the MX-6, the 4x2, and I'm kind of excited. This Friday, they're going to give me one of the little minivans for a whole weekend, so I will be telling you about that
road
test
trip?
Drive coming.
Where are we going, Bob?
What is this, Wii? You got a mouse in your pocket, Ron?
Oh.
Balch Mazda, a name you've trusted for over 56 years. Balch and Mazda, a car you can trust for a lifetime. 376-2055. KARN News Time, 734.
Well, it was a little over a year ago, and many people didn't even know who Arkansas's governor was or where the state was. Now, the state is a part of American history. Native son Bill Clinton elected yesterday to become the nation's 42nd president, making his acceptance speech last night at the old state house. Clinton said the American people have voted for a new beginning.
Together, we can do it. Together, we can make the country that we love everything it was meant to be. I still believe in a place called home.
Some 40,000 people gathered in downtown Little Rock, braving freezing temperatures for the chance to be a part of history. President Bush graciously conceded defeat some half hour or so before the governor spoke, telling his supporters in Houston the American people spoke out yesterday.
And we respect the majesty of the democratic system. I just called Governor Clinton over in Little Rock and offered my congratulations.
Bush says he'll work with the Arkansas governor for a smooth transition. The whole focus of the Clinton team now turns to that transition. Campaign workers become transition team members as the president-elect and his advisors prepare to take over the White House in January. They have been already working on the transition for about 8 weeks. The Republican Party suffered a big blow with the defeat of George Bush yesterday, but former Arkansas Governor Frank White, one of the state's leading Republicans, sees a silver lining in the GOP's future.
It's hard to get the Republican Party started there, but, you know, I'm excited about the opportunities that I see in the second and the third district.
Now, the Democratic ticket's big win is causing some political scrambling in both Arkansas and Tennessee. Here in Arkansas, the jousting to replace Clinton's already underway. Jim Guy Tucker, the lieutenant governor, says the state constitution makes him governor. Attorney General Winston Bryant, who also wants the post, says a special election may be necessary. A state judge rules tomorrow on that issue. And over in Tennessee, Senator Al Gore's successor is to be named by Governor Ned McWhirter, who says the only person he's ruled out so far is himself. McWhirter says his likely choice won't be announced until after the Electoral College meeting December 14th. Voters in Bill Clinton's hometown of Hope yesterday didn't exactly stay away from the polls. Hempstead County Election Commission Chairman George Frazier says turnout there was very heavy, lots of excitement around town, the kind of turnout he says you'd expect when the hometown boy has a chance at the White House. And Hillary Clinton's parents, Hugh and Dorothy Rodham, say they will not be leaving Little Rock for Washington, D.C. The Rodhams moved from the Chicago, Illinois area down to Little Rock a few years back. And they say they like it here. They're going to stick around and let the kinfolk move up north.
KARN News Time is 7:37. Dr. Joe Sobel joins us right now. And there's one thing that the election has done.
And what might that be?
So much for the theory of trickle-down electoral votes.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, there wasn't a whole heck of a lot of rain trickling down last evening.
No, we kind of caught a break yesterday.
Yeah, it was a close call. We did get a couple thunderstorms, but then they moved away, and they really got down to business. I mean, they really cranked up when they got into southern Arkansas, northeast Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. There were tornadoes down there, damaging winds. I think I saw something like 40, 50 reports of wind damage in and around the Shreveport area. So some pretty fierce storms, but fortunately dried out here for all the festivities. Now, this morning, it actually cleared earlier on, and then since then, we've had clouds come back into the area, and it looks like it's going to be a cloudier day than we first bargained for. Mm. Upper air disturbance coming out of Texas. At the very least. And it's going to keep clouds overhead today. Should clear up tonight. If it were to become, well, it may clear up late tonight. If it were to clear early tonight, we could really get a freeze with temperatures dropping down even into the middle 20s. but we're thinking maybe around 30 or 32. Then it's cold tomorrow with some sun, and tomorrow night, a frosty night, very likely, with temperatures well down, well into the frosty range, and probably 25 to 30 for lows by Friday morning.
Ouch. Brought to us by Pip Printing at 4212 McCain Boulevard. Here's Joe's exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
We're going to have a variable cloud cover today and a chilly wind. The high temperature only near 50. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 32. For tomorrow, partial sunshine and cold, high 46. And partly sunny Friday, the high 48. A five-day forecast for Saturday and Sunday. Partly sunny and becoming a little bit milder anyway. High Saturday, 50, but up to 58 on Sunday.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. Mostly Clinton 37 at KARN.
To introduce you to its full range of quality services, Pip Printing and McCain Plaza's offering color copies at the incredibly low price of 69 cents this month only. Color improves recall and attracts attention. Pip Printing and McCain Plaza can produce everything from 10,000 full-color brochures to a single copy. And this month only, the price is just 69 cents. Call Pip Printing at 945-7477 or visit them at 4212 McCain, North Little Rock. Color copies just 69 cents till the end of the month.
Suppose you were injured and confined to a wheelchair through no fault of your own. Time might seem to stand still, but your expenses won't. How will you take care of your medical costs and your family's needs? Will the settlement offered by the insurance company be fair? The team of lawyers at Gary Eubanks & Associates will handle your personal injury case.
If we don't win your case, you don't owe us a dime.
Gary Eubanks & Associates, 372-0266.
We owe you an update. KARN traffic time, 740.
Eastbound 630 into the downtown area. The volume's starting to build a little bit. It's not a big, heavy volume this morning like in the days past, but a volume definitely coming in. Running very smooth. No accidents reported at this time. I'm going to move to the north side. I'll be back shortly.
All right, and later this hour, Lincho smokes the peace pipe. Ron?
Looks like Elder's getting ready for the inaugural golf tournament out there. He's taking a few practice swings. Well, from Tokyo and Beijing, Hong Kong and Manila to Bonn, Stockholm, Paris, and London, thousands of Americans and foreigners watched the U.S. election returns last night at parties, both big and small. University College at Oxford, where Bill Clinton studied as a Rhodes Scholar, tossed a private bash for its favorite son. More than 250 students attending a party organized by the Atlantic Society and the left-wing British Political Reform Club. Meanwhile, in Beijing, about 1,000 people, mostly Chinese, jammed into a hotel ballroom where the U.S. Embassy organized election coverage. One Florida businessman looking for new business in China says he hasn't spoken to anyone in the past month who supported President Bush. And one final electoral note on this day after. Not everyone hanging around San Francisco's most peculiar polling place even voted yesterday. It's not that they were lazy, indifferent, or apathetic, even unpatriotic. It's just that they were dead. The living cast ballots among the dead yesterday in an ornate 19th century mausoleum in the San Francisco's Richmond neighborhood. Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike stood in line, surrounded by urns filled with the ashes of some 15,000 people, as soft organ music played in the background. The manager, by the way, says the opening of the mausoleum as a polling place has been great for business. About 20% of the building's holes are still up for sale, $1,500 to $30,000 a pop.
KARN News Time, 741. Jim Sports coming up.
Hi, Tom Longfellow for Stewart's Brakes. Two locations, 4029 JFK in North Little Rock and 9th and Main in Little Rock. Over 30 years of quality service to Central Arkansas. You know, most tire stores and even filling stations say, yeah, we fix brakes. But brakes are one thing you sure don't want to mess around with. You want them fixed right by experts, not gas jockeys or tire mounters. Well, at Stewart's Brakes, your free brake inspection means all four wheels are pulled, the brakes are completely checked by experts. Larry Levy gives you the price, and usually it's the lowest price in town for quality work. And plastic's okay. He'll test drive your car, and he stands in front of his work. So come in early. They open at 7:30, and they'll drive you to work. Stewart's Brakes, that's at 4029 JFK in North Little Rock, and 9th and Main in Little Rock. Free brake inspections always. Thank you all.
KARN Sports Time, Jim, 743.
You know, general managers in baseball like to talk about trades where both teams benefit. Sometimes taking a player out of one situation and a like player out of another, and they switch locations, and sometimes it does work. Yankees and the Reds are kind of hoping that it will. They shuffled their outfields yesterday. The Reds sent Paul O'Neill to New York, along with a minor league first baseman, Joe DeBerry, sent him to the Yankees in exchange for Roberto Kelly, who made the All-Star team last year. O'Neill is a fellow who's kind of looking forward to playing in Yankee Stadium.
Obviously, playing in these ballparks would be a big adjustment, but, you know, that's one of the exciting things about going to a new league is everything's brand new again, and sometimes when you change your surroundings, things just click, and I just hope that they do this year.
Well, the only change that Eric Karras needed was AAA to the majors, and he had a very fine first season, 20 homers, 88 RBIs, was named the National League Rookie of the Year, but he said he's not going to take anything for granted when he goes to spring training.
I was just trying to make a ball club, and this year I think at least I'll know that, I proved that I can play in the big leagues, and I will obviously, I think that I have that first base job, and I'm not going to be fighting for it, but again, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be working and trying to do the same things that I did this year.
NBA gets underway on Friday, the regular season. The rumored deal, and it had been for a lot of the offseason, that Hakeem Olajuwon was going to Portland, never materialized. Rick Edelman, coach of the Trailblazers, explains why.
We thought we would have taken a step back. We had to give up too much. They just wanted so much from our team that it just wouldn't have made any sense for us. We're a pretty good team right now, and we didn't want to mess with that group unless it made some sense.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Alan Page won election to the Minnesota Supreme Court yesterday. The former Vikings great closed out his football career with Chicago Bears and, of course, made it into the Hall of Fame. He has been Minnesota's assistant attorney general. He's now in the Supreme Court of that state.
Jim Elder has more sports in 25 minutes.
Reaction to the election on Wednesday's Pat Lynch Show, 9 to noon here. KARN, the News Authority.
Mostly cloudy, 37, KARN News Time, 745. This is Bob Harrison along with Ron Breeding. You heard Joe Sobel's AccuWeather? Well, mostly cloudy today with a high of 50. Cold tonight, scattered frost down to 32. Tomorrow and Friday, partly sunny and cold with highs around 46 or 50. We'll take a look at the headlines right now and tell you what's new. Ron from Little Rock, Jim Keat edges John Pagan in a tough state senate race.
Also from Little Rock, Senator Dale Bumpers gets six more years in Washington after defeating Mike Huckabee yesterday. And from Dallas, if you're ever called for jury duty in a certain Texas court, don't balk. The judge will toss you behind bars.
All that coming up right now. Deputy Don Causey with a look at the cars.
Well, Bob, just check a Little Rock Police Department. They advise that no accidents reported at this time. Also, the traffic right around the North Interchange is pretty heavy right now. Looks like we have a little bit of congestion right up the top of JFK, right off the end of the exit ramp there.